Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Praise God. You know, God inhabits the praises of his people. It's something that has been spoken over this church to protect our worship. It's such an important part, not just corporately, but also individually. You know, when we start praising God, the problems that we seem to have just seem to vanish and come out of the way because we're meeting. We're coming into a place where God wants us to be with him and just to encounter him. So it's really tremendous. And even when the band's short of members, you know, it's great to just get in there and just focus on God and to be in that place where he wants us to be. You know, it's our right to be there. You know, God has said, come in, you know, come before me. You know, come with a boldness, he says, into my presence. And it's great when we can do that. What sort of weekend have we all had then? A good one? Well, one or two have had a good one. I don't know about the rest of you. But, yesterday I was down at the Armed Forces Day in Scarborough. How many went down yesterday? A few of us. And it's amazing, actually, that they announced that it was the largest Armed Forces parade get-together in Britain yesterday. It was in Scarborough. Isn't that awesome? Okay, well, I thought it was. Because I'm here for Scarborough and the surrounding area. No, I think it's fantastic that Scarborough can just put something on like that to remember the armed forces. And it's a great day. They had the parachuters coming in on the beach. And this first guy that came in, actually. They had this big square put out on the beach with a cross where they're meant to land close by. And the wind was obviously coming off the sea. So they had to come in over sort of like the futurist and coming into wind so they can slow up as they land. And this first guy that came in, I thought, oh no, he's got it all wrong, you know. As he's coming down the line of where all the people were, you know. I think, dear me, and he wasn't going slow either. He was coming at some rate of knots. And he just managed to, pull his cord on his parachute and jump across from where the people were standing to the other side of the ticker tape, you know, and he managed to land before he got his feet wet. But the others were a bit better. They were quite close to the cross, but it just shows, you know, even when we're good at something, it just needs some of the outside circumstances like wind, you know, that can blow us off course. Praise God. Who wants to be encouraged today? Oh, that's a few of us then. That's good. I want to be encouraged. It's great when we can encourage one another. That's all right. Turn with us then to, where are we? Psalm 40. Psalm 40 and verse 12. And it goes like this. It says, "For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than hairs of my head and my heart fails with it." Oh, no. Sorry, encouragement, I said, wasn't it? That's, okay, let's try somewhere else then. We'll leave that one for another day. I praise God that so far he's never given me a message to preach to the congregation of one of them, sort yourselves out in a big way, you know. I think we can leave that one to Tony. He's quite good at sort of bringing that sort of message to us. But no, honestly, today, over this church, we've been looking at Isaiah 62 a lot. Pastor Paul was speaking recently from Joel 2 and Acts 2. And I just want to go into Acts 2 at the moment. Acts chapter 2. Reading from verse 17. And this is what it says. It says, "In the last days..." Just put that down here. "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. I'll pour out my spirit on some people. I'll pour out my spirit on the front row. I will pour out my spirit on all people." Hallelujah. "Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Saviour, has actually asked Him into their lives, don't go away without asking somebody this morning. It says, now is a day, now is a time of salvation. So don't give up that opportunity. Maybe today for you, you can call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Okay, there's something a bit more to it than that, you know, but come and talk to somebody. If that is if that's speaking to you this morning, that you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, speak to someone this morning, okay, before we part today. Okay, your sons and daughters will prophesy. You know, this is something I want to see. It doesn't call that we're going to all be prophets. It says your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. It means we're going to speak out what God is saying to us. And we need to take hold of this, church. It's not just the leaders that stand up here on a Sunday morning or on a Thursday or Tuesday. You know, be encouraged that when you get a word from God, to speak it out. We can test things as a church. Okay, don't leave it all up to Pastor Paul or other leaders within the church to always be speaking out what God is saying. God speaks to us individually. He speaks to us corporately. He speaks to the musicians in worship. You know, they can pray. They can play prophetically as we come under the anointing, as we meet with God. It's the time we started to hear our sons and daughters start to prophesy. It's the time when men should start seeing visions. What's happened, men, and seeing visions? Men and women of today, we need to start seeing visions. We need to start dreaming dreams. Who dares to dream? Eh? Who dares to dream? How long ago was it since you had a dream of something that God gave you and the circumstances of life seemed to have covered it up? And I'll tell you this morning, take hold of that dream afresh. All right? Take hold of that dream afresh and say, hang on, Lord, I'm in this certain place. I'm in this place in Scarborough. I'm in part of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Maybe you're a visitor today and you're within your own church, God has given you a dream to take hold of many years ago and you've not yet seen that fulfilled because of circumstances in your life, because of maybe difficulties in your life. Well, I say this morning, dare to dream. Get those dreams back. Start digging them up again. Saying, hang on a minute, Lord, you gave me this so many years ago. Why isn't it not being fulfilled? What do I need to do to fulfill this? Sometimes it's about stepping out into the things that God has given you. As a church here in Scarborough, Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, we're stepping out into things God is starting to give us. And it's opening up doors, big doors, into working alongside the local council and the police. Probably Pastor Paul is, most of his week is probably heading into the council buildings as a church representative. Some people think in the town that he's the Bishop of Scarborough in some sense. As they look upon them, I'll just take an instance of a policeman just recently taking up a role as the youth pastor or helping in that area within Ebenezer Baptist Church. And Chief Inspector Tony Quinn, you know, was getting up Paul saying, "What are you doing, taking one of my officers off me?" You know, and Paul's giving up, you know, thinking, well, Ebenezer's nothing to do with me. But they look upon Paul because of the opportunity that God has given Pastor Paul in reaching out into the community and getting these inroads in there that they're starting to look upon the church saying, what can you do for us in this community? It's part of the dream. And we need to get hold of that, as well as your own individual dreams. There's a lot of things that Kingdom Faith Yorkshire wants to be involved with within this community, but we can't do it. We can't just say to Pastor Paul and Pastor Kate, right, there it is, you get on with it. We're talking about a body. We're talking about a body. And there's things that's going to be happening when we get the building, even before the building. God might be stirring in your hearts already. Nigel this morning came up and was talking about mission to Kenya. There may be two or three within this building today, or those that maybe aren't here today, that have got a desire. God has stirred something in your hearts many years ago, showing you a dream to go out as a missionary to Kenya. Maybe now is the time to go to the opportunity to go to Nigel's house and hear more about it. Dare to dream. Dare to dream to see the dreams come true. Even on my servants, both men and women, I'll pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Dare to dream. You know, sometimes we seem to be restricted because of the, if you like, within our own selves. We seem to put ourselves into a box saying, well, I can't do anything. Generally in life, you're restricted to doing things by either A, the qualifications you have, the upbringing that you've had, the education that you've had, that allows you then to go and work in the world. Not all of us may have a degree in, I don't know, physics or something like that. You know, but we're gifted in different areas. We've all had an education. Some maybe not have had an education as good as others, I don't know. But that seems to restrict us in the world's eyes of what we can do outside. But it doesn't restrict people that belong to the kingdom of God. Right? Because if you turn to Philippians 4 and verse 13, it says, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I can do all things. So don't turn around and say, well, that dream is not for me. Or I'm not able to do that because I'm not equipped. God is the one that equips us. He's the one that has already given us everything that we need to get on with the dream that he's given us. To walk in that place where he wants us to walk. To be effective in our town and within our community. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can go and talk to a neighbor about Jesus Christ because it's God who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can lay hands on the sick and I will see them healed because it is Christ working through me. I can do all things. I can go into my town and I can be effective where Christ places me in being a witness for him because he's the one that strengthens me. And it's when we start doing it in our own strength, we start getting weary and we start falling down and we start coming out from under the protection of God and under his authority and under his anointing and we wonder why things aren't happening. But when God gives us the strength, when he says, no, you can do all things through me who strengthens you, then we're going to see success. We're going to see lives change. We're going to see people taking hold of Jesus Christ like they've never done before. Dare to dream because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're very good at talking about it. We're not very good at doing it. I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they were, let's just stick with I dare to dream. Dream dreams, see visions. Let's stir these back into being. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Often or not, we talk about our comfort zone. The way we talk about our comfort zone has nothing to do with what comfort talks about in the Bible. It's just a cliche I think that the church has got hold of, is I'm quite happy where I am. And I'm not worried about doing anything else because I'm comfortable. But my desire is I want to step out for the things that God's got for me. I want to say, look, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And that I want to be effective in my community. I want to do everything I can for my family. I want to be a good husband to my wife, Shona. I want to be a good father to my children. I want to be effective for God as I talk to people in my workplace. I want to be there for Christ. I want to be sold out 110% for God because there's nothing else that matters to me. Then I can do all things through him who strengthens me, that he's given me my vision, he's given me my dreams. And when I start trying to put a box around it, he takes it away. He says, hang on, Brian, there's something else I've got for you. Yeah. So sitting in your rowing boat doesn't wash with God or with anybody because I feel comfortable. If we turn to Matthew 14 and 25. It says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side. If we're reading from verse 22, while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Take courage this morning, church. Do not be afraid. that God is always with you. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that his everlasting arms are around us, that he is my rock and he is my salvation. He'll never leave you, no matter what the weather or the storm of life we're going through, he is always there with us. Peter said, then Peter got down out of the boat. Sorry, Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. We need to get out the boat. If you're still in your boat, get out your boat. Okay, the way of the Christian walk is not in a boat. It is on the lake. It is on the sea. I've learned that God is showing me in my life that there's no such thing as sitting in the boat. Just when you think you're going to get back into your boat, he says, well, no, let's keep going. Okay? There's no such thing as a boat to sit in our lives. God wants us, we should be walking on the water all the time with Christ, keeping our vision and keeping our eyes upon him. You say, oh yeah, but Peter started to sink. That's only because he took his eyes off Christ. That's only because during the storms of life, if we take our eyes off Christ, we might start to feel a bit, we can start to sink a bit. But he cried out, he says, God, save me. Okay, we may have circumstances in our lives, we may have problems in our lives, each one of us. But as we cry out to God, he's there to save us. He says, well, let's go back. He had to walk back to the boat with him. He wasn't sinking then, was he? No. Come on, guys. We should be. The church is supernatural. We have the supernatural living in us. We're not natural. We've got the supernatural within us. So we should be walking on the water. We should be keeping on the water all the time. To comfort somebody, it says in Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We're talking about discipline and encouragement. Yeah? His staff is something to lean on. His rod is saying, Brian, get back on there. Oh, okay, Lord. Okay, and he keeps my path straight. Okay? There may be times when things come in on us and it tries to knock us off the path. But his rod and his staff, they comfort me. It's not a comfort to go, there now. You're all right. You're all right, Pastor Paul. You can get over it. It's, come on, Brother Paul. You know, this is where we are together. You know, this is a path we should be walking on. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. Yeah? The day of pastoring should be over. You know, Christ is my pastor. He's my shepherd. You know, when we get that revelation, you know, great, we can be out of a job up to the front here. You know, let's get real, guys. Come on. I know we're here to encourage one another. We're here to build one another up. But it's so that we get our own eyes fixed back on Jesus. It's so that we're not walking in the darkness. It's so that we're not going down. There is a comfort of not saying there now. There's a comfort of saying, come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. I'll help you out. You know, it says in Psalm 40 at the beginning, if we'd read it, you know, how he takes us out the slimy pit. He cares for us. He cares for you and me, and he cares for each and every person within his church. So let's start walking on the water. Let's start walking on the water. We always seem to be limited by our own understanding. Let's get out of the natural and start thinking supernatural. You know, it's not my thinking, it's God's thinking. Trust in him. Put your faith in him. Walk with him. Obey him. Hallelujah. Not, oh no, well, can I manage to do that? Is this out of my remit? It's probably out of my remit every time God asks me to do something. Because it's not in the natural, I can do it. It's got to be the supernatural within me. It's where I'm working from. It's working from my relationship with Christ. It's working from the time I spend with him in my secret place. It's a time that I come together corporately and be encouraged by others, brothers and sisters. It's a time when I go out, not just on a Sunday or a Tuesday or a Thursday, but I'm going around to a brother's or sister's house that we can encourage one another. And if we stay in our own homes and say, no, this is my castle, then how are we going to encourage one another during the week? How are we going to build one another up? We're limited by our own understanding. Just get rid of your own thinking and start thinking kingdom. Start thinking God within me. Start thinking I am dead. It's no longer me that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And then we can start going forward. We are going forward as a church, yes. But there always seems to be things that seem to pull us back. Shake off the things of this world, it says in the Bible. And start stepping into the promises and the purposes of God that he has for you and for me and for this church. That Paul has a vision for the church that God has given him. And we collectively come under that vision. But it doesn't stop you individually having God speaking to your heart and saying, well, the vision and the dream I want for you is to do this part within the community. Is to be effective in this place. If we look at Philippians 4:13, there's a little bit further it talks about. It says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Verse 14, and it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. You know, God's not just giving Pastor Paul and Kingdom Faith Yorkshire the vision, he's giving the church in Scarborough a vision. They're starting to catch hold of what God is doing with us, and it's getting bigger. So then they can come in and they can give us aid. They can give us help as we can give them help. The council are giving us help. That's why Street Angels are so successful, is because the council caught the vision. It came to them to begin with. Can the church help us in our nighttime economy? Without them on board, without people giving us help, without the aid that comes in from other churches, without the gifts that we've received from other people, Street Angels wouldn't happen. Without the volunteers, it wouldn't happen. People have to catch a vision. They have to catch a dream. I'm not just talking about Street Angels. There is a lot that needs to be done within this town and within this community. And we are the church to do it. We are the people to do it. So get hold of the vision that God has got for you personally. And say to Pastor Paul or come to one of your life team leaders saying, well, hang on, God is saying this to me. Can we pray this through? I believe this is where God wants me to be working. This is where God seems to want me to do it. It's not in our own strength, it's in his strength. Paul would have been unsuccessful if he didn't have help from other churches, if he didn't have help from other places within the town as he went through. It's the same for us, guys. We can't do it on our own. We're here as a body. We're here to encourage one another, build each other up, and say, yeah, come on, let's run with it. I can't do everything. Pastor Paul can't do everything and be involved with everything. But if it's of God, we will know as a leadership, and we know, yes, that is your place to be. That is a place to start a contact center. That is the time to start up 24/7 prayer. That is a time to do this or that. And that we get involved with it. I know, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging you guys. I know a lot of you are involved in stuff already. But dare to dream. See your dreams come true. See them fulfilled. See where does God want me to be fitted into? Limited by our own understanding. Like I say, get rid of our own thinking and start thinking kingdom thinking. It's what God has given me and he's given you. Proverbs 3. Verse 5. Let's start from verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years. Wow! Who wants to live a long life? I'd love to live a long life, as long as I'm doing God's will. Yeah? Keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Hallelujah. Woo! Give me prosperity, Lord. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. How can you love someone? You know, we need the love of God within us. How can we love each other if we don't have the love of God in us? Let love and faithfulness never leave you. We get faith from the faithful one who is God. He's the faithful one that gives us a faith to do things. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. It's like a necklace. Come on, faithfulness and love. Whew, I'm going out with faithfulness and love around my neck today. Come on, let's see who can help. You know what I mean? Woo! Nothing is impossible for those who are in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Dare to dream dreams, see visions. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and... Sorry? Man. In the sight of God and... Man! Hallelujah! That means when we do things out in the community is going to notice that there's something different about us that they haven't got. And that is a light of life. That is the life of the Lord. That is, whoa, let your light so shine before men that they will see and notice that things are from God and that He is the one. He is the one who they need to turn to. He is the one that they will cry out. And as they cry out to the Lord, they shall be saved. Hallelujah. So it's not for me. It's not for my good that I do street angels. It's not for my good that I do this or that or anything else. It is because God wants it done. It's because He wants to see the community change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Whoa, come on, church. Woo! Glory, Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with some of my heart. Trust in the Lord with a little bit of my heart. Trust in the Lord with all my heart. And lean not under my understanding, because I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So I will look at His understanding, in heavenly understanding, in kingdom thinking. And I am more than overcomer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not under your own understanding. That puts you in a cardboard box. I can only do this. I'm just a little man and I can't do anything else. Yes, you can. Wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and taste the Spirit of God that He is good. And He can do all things. He can do all things. Nothing is impossible for Him. And nothing is impossible for you or I if we rely upon Christ Jesus. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, not some of your ways. Come on, it is so easy to slip in this world if we start getting into the wrong things. If we start going onto the wrong programs on our TV. Let us be accountable. If you have got a problem in that area, in pornography, in anything like that that is not of Christ, we need to shake it off, church. And we were here there to help people. We need to be accountable to one another that we're not going down the wrong path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Sorry, in all your ways acknowledge Him. In every single way of my life, I need to acknowledge Him. In my finances, in my love for my family, in my desire for Christ, I acknowledge Him in everything that I do. In my workplace, in my conversation, in my sitting down and standing up, in my lying down and getting up in the morning, I need to give Him everything I have. It is in every single way of me. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will make your path straight. Amen. What happens if you're on a straight path? You're not going to fall off it. Yeah? But when you start thinking on our own understanding, whoa, hang on a minute, whoa, whoa. No, get back on the path, Brian. Come on. Stay with me. Hey? You're right on those staff. They comfort me. He makes our path straight. Yeah? We're not going to fall to the right or to the left. It's the right hand that holds me. And He keeps me straight. And I'm focused on Christ. And the storms of life around me aren't going to bother me. Because I've got my brothers and sisters around me that are encouraging me every day. Saying, come on, Brian, we can do it. We're going for it. Hallelujah. In all your ways, not some of them, in all our ways, acknowledge Him. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So what do we need to do? We need to dare to dream dreams. Let's get those dreams back up and running. Let's get hold of the vision and the dreams that Kingdom Faith Yorkshire has, or the church that you belong to. If you visit us today, start looking at the dreams and the visions that you have for your town and for your community. Because God wants to rise up His church today. God wants to build. He says, come on, my army is on the move. There's nothing that can come against you that's going to prosper. For I have already won the battle. We are walking in this place of victory. We are already running with it. Come on, church, we need to wake up. We need to get out of the boat. We need to walk on the water. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And I dare to dream because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I want to go finally finish with Hebrews 10. From verse 19, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence, God has given us confidence to enter into his holy place. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, not by through our good works, nothing to do with me, I no longer live, Christ lives in me, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope. Unswervingly to the hope. We profess, for he who promised is faithful. The faithful one gives us a faith. And let us consider how we may spur one another on. Hallelujah. Towards love and good deeds. What are we spurring each other on to? Love and good deeds. Love is a primary ingredient to everything that God has done for us, that God wants to do for us, that we need to walk in. Without love, we are nothing but a clanging cymbal. It is not a selfish love, it is a love that gives. It's a love that sows. It's a love that says, it's not my love, it is Christ's love working through me. It's a love of action. It's a love of saying, I'll go the extra mile. It's a love that says, I'll draw up alongside you and I'll encourage you this morning. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I don't know when Christ is coming back. Nobody does, except God himself. But I'll tell you, it says the day is approaching. In God, a day is like a thousand. He's a timeless God. But what I know is, for the time I got upon this earth, I want to be 110% behind him, yes, in front of him, yes, walking with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to say one thing. God's really placed up my heart. I want to take up a love offering this morning for Pastor Paul and Pastor Kate. And I know there's people probably a part of our church that aren't here this morning that would like to sow into this. And the reason I want to give a love offering is because Pastor Paul and Pastor Kate are the people that inspire me. They encourage me. They're the ones that seem to be stepping out all the time and helping people around the place. Even when they've got their own burdens and problems, they seem to be up on that road and not swerving to the right or to the left. And that's a great encouragement for me, and I'm sure for the church today. And I'd just like to take up a love offering just for Paul and Kate this morning. If you're visitors here, you know, I don't expect you to sow into this, so please don't feel you have to. But for the church, if you feel that you want to just show your appreciation, to show your love for Pastor Paul and Pastor Kate, have we got a bucket there, Peter, please? Can we just hand this around? I'd like to keep the bucket open for a week, as I said, in case there's those that aren't with us. And if you don't have anything on you, please don't feel that you have to give in this. But I believe as a church, you know, for me personally, you know, I'd like to just take up a love offering for Pastor Paul and Pastor Kate this morning. If you don't have any money with you today, the bucket's open for a week. If you want to put in a note or something like that, you know, IOU or something, you can do. But please, I just sense, you know, that I love my pastors. And I hope I can speak on behalf of the church this morning for their encouragement. And everything that they do for this church in Jesus' name. Just take time as a offering basket is going around. Just take time just to focus at a moment on God, on the Holy Spirit. Just close your eyes and just focus on the things that he wants you to do. For the things he's moving you into, for the promises that he's spoken over your life, that the storms of life aren't going to come against them. We just stand against that right now, Lord. And we say no to the enemy. We say no to the things that have been stifling us. And we say yes, yes to his promises. Yes and amen to the dreams that he has for us. Yes and amen to the vision that he has for Scarborough and the surrounding area. This is just a beachhead. God is going to be doing great things in Yorkshire. He's stirring his church up across the world. He's stirring his church up across this country. He wants his people to be on fire for him. He wants us to be walking on the water. He wants us to be dreaming those dreams, saying, nothing is impossible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.